perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Beauty that one is. It is the top of the hour, 9 o'clock on Friday night. My name is Rhett Olson, and for the next 19 minutes, you'll be listening to The Basement. If you're a first-time listener on the show, I like to go through all kinds of bass-heavy tunage, whether it be the deep, soulful dubstep, the hard, crazy dubstep, glitch-hop, drum and bass, UK funky, ghetto funk, breakbeat, just heavy bass lines and quick tempos is the name of the game. But we're starting things off a little light just to ease ourselves into our Friday night. Thank God it's Friday. Finishing up in the background is a brand new release from Glad Kill, hailing from California. Just put out a 5-track release on Moody Music, Moody Music being the leading glitch hop label in North America right now. The tune wrapping up is called The Night and the Skyline, featuring one of my favorite vocalists at the moment, Mimi Page. Big, big things expected from Glad Kill. He's actually making a Vancouver appearance October 27th, that's a Saturday, here in UBC at the Thunderbird Arena or the Thunderbird Stadium or whatever the new one is, you know, the new one. Yeah, the new one. Anyways, that was Glad Kill, ladies and gentlemen. And starting right up, we got a fresh one from Seven Lions. If you've been tuning in for the last few weeks, I've been playing a lot of Seven Lions. He's an up-and-comer. He's literally a year into the game, no more. Had a fresh release maybe 6 months ago on Viper Recordings based out of the UK. A drum and bass release, and that was on Future Bounds label. And now on Skrillex's label, Ousla. I can never pronounce it, O-W-S-L-A, comes a fresh release. This tune, my favorite, called Days to Come. This release, not too heavy on the drum and bass, but more melodic dubstep. Really, really dig it. Perfect balance between melodic vocals and deep, heavy bass. What a tune. Like I said, perfect balance between a melodic vocal vocalist and, well, heavy dubstep. On the vocals, we have Fiora, F-I-O-R-A. First time listening to this vocalist, so hopefully I'll hear some more of her. As mentioned, Seven Lions is brand new to the scene. Just within the first year, has had his first release. Just a couple days ago, he put out a 4-track EP on Skrillex's label. Make sure to check it out. It's more of the same kind of vibes. And it's just so heartfelt, it seems, so emotional, and it's really hard to find dubstep nowadays that really is so heartfelt. Anyways, that's Seven Lions, ladies and gentlemen, and that's an original tune called Days to Come. And now we're not just going to keep it low for the whole show. We're starting things easy. Don't worry. I'm going to get you properly prepared for your Friday night. You have no idea. Midway through the show, we're going to be going through some UK funky, some double time vibes, a little Moomba influence there, a little 808s in there, and then we're going to finish the night with some drum and bass, and of course some pretty heavy, crazy dubstep somewhere in there. Well, you're just going to have to stay with me for the next 90 minutes. Well, I guess we're on 80 minutes now, and remember, if you can't catch the entire show, visit CITR.ca. All of the shows here on the station are recorded and available for playback at your convenience. Once again, CITR.ca. And while you're on the interweb, go like us on Facebook, facebook.com/CITR101.9, or get on that tweet thing, CITR.ca. This is a brand new release from a homie of mine based here in Vancouver. He calls himself Sub Antics. Hopefully you've heard of him. Played him out as many times as I can on the show. I cannot give this guy enough hype. Sub Antics. This is a recent collaboration with Enigma Dubs. This tune is called Easy. Another solid tune from my boy Sub Antics. That's a brand new collaboration with Enigma Dubs called Easy. Big UK influence in this one. Dark and grimy, wow. Currently, this tune is sitting on the Beatport Top 100 in the dubstep genre at number 63. Big, big deal. Subantics, based out of here, Vancouver. Wow. This release you can find on Dank and Dirty Dubs. It's a three-track release. Another original of Subantics is called Gully Youth, also featured on the release, as well as an original from Enigma Dubs. Subantics just been in the game for maybe three or so years versus Enigma Dubs. Fantastic collaboration partner. Been in the game for probably a half a decade. Has, I think, two full-length albums under his belt. And, well, when I first started listening to dubstep, I started listening to Enigma Dubs. Once again, Subantics and Enigma Dubs, their original track, Easy. And we're going to move into some more vocal action. Jess Mills on the vocals. This is Fella on the remix. Super groovy tune. A little funky action in there, but still dubstep in the heart of it. This one's called For My Sins. Fella, most known for his collaborations with Soundmost. He is a master remixer of vocal bits. You'll enjoy this. And another groovy tune. This one's a little out of the box for Fella. He's mostly known for a little bit of a deeper dubstep, but regardless, this one definitely has that core of the deep dubstep with the extra funk, the extra funky bounce in there. I love that drum, just a nice big solid bass drum. Once again, this one's called For My Sins. It's featuring Jess Mills on the vocals. This is the Fella remix. Fella spelt P-H-A-L-E-H. Super weird. I don't understand people that give themselves that kind of alias where it's just super difficult to translate, you know? Like, you think Fella and you don't think P-H. Regardless, make sure to check him out, Fella. He has two releases out. Not too long of a discography, but it's not about quantity, it's about quality. For the time being here on CITR 101.9, we're going to take a short break, but have no fear, the basement will be back, and I'll be up in the tempo and getting you ready for your Friday night.
Sunday, October 21st, Socialacious Entertainment and CITR bring you a night of eclectic music at the Media Club, featuring indie rock group Valley Girl, acoustic songwriter Harley Spade, alternative hip-hop acts ACO plus SC, award-winning fiddle punk rocker Alex Randall, and funk soul buster David Morin. Tickets available at the door for $10 or through artists. Come down to the Media Club and kick back 10 days before Halloween with some great local independent music. Show starts at 9 p.m.
Here we go. Welcome back to the basement. We're going to up the tempo quite a bit here. Get you ready. Get you partying. This is a Scream remix of the infamous classic, The Anthem, that Rusko put out not too long ago. It's called Somebody to Love. Super catchy vocal bit. And just oomph. Getting you ready. Definitely turn this one up. Make sure your subs are at max. Super catchy. Once again, Rusko original. We got Scream on the remix. Somebody to Love.
Somebody to love. We'll be right back.
Some serious energy in that one. Wow. Once again, Rusko on the original. He produced that anthem maybe a year ago now. And, well, Scream came along and he gave it a kick, you know, added a little oomph. And, wow, this banger. Wow. Once again, it's called Somebody to Love. We got Scream on the remix, Rusko original. If you're unfamiliar with either of those names, they are big in the game. They've been with the scene for quite some time, back in the pioneering days of dubstep in the early 90s. These two guys were making what it is now. And to think that they're still in the game, they're still putting out countless releases of quality, it just goes to show how talented these producers really are. Once again, we got Scream on the remix. This one's called Somebody to Love. And it once upon a time was available for free download. Scream put it out, I guess, in conjunction with Rusko, just to kind of gain a little hype for Rusko's album. Regardless, if you plug it into Google, I'm sure it'll pop it up and you can add that one to your collection. Moving on, we're keeping with the bounce. We're keeping up with the hype tempo. This is a brand new one, remixed by Dismantle. I've been waiting for this release for a couple months now. We got Zinc and A-Track on the original. We got Natalie Storm on the vocals. It's just a recipe for goodness. It's a club tune. It has a lot of the funky vibes in there, a lot of the bounce, and the quick tempo that we all feel like moving to right now. Once again, Dismantle on the remix. This tune is called Like the Dance Floor. Remember, if you guys got comments, questions, contributions, give me a call here in the studio, 604-UBC-CITR. Once again, 604-UBC-CITR. Turn it up. Another hype tune from Dismantle. Dismantle repping the borderline dubstep, but the quicker, the double time kind of tempo going on. And this tune actually has a little flavor of Moonbaton, unlike other Dismantle tunes. Regardless, huge remix. Once again, this one's originally done by A-Track and Zinc. It's called Like the Dance Floor with Natalie Storm. Natalie bringing in that kind of reggae vibes with her style. Regardless, Dismantle, member of the Digital Soundboy crew, expect big things rings from this name. Pretty fresh into the game. I actually caught wind of this tune off of fellow Digital Soundboy crew member B-Traits radio show on BBC One. B-Traits, once upon a time, living in Vancouver. She's born and raised Vancouverite, so I like to keep track on what she's up to and what she's laying down, and that's one of her tunes. Big ups, B-Traits, for bringing that one to my radar. Speaking of Vancouver, I got another one by a local, calls himself Hershey. This is a remix he's done by Elite Force. Elite Force is an elite force, repping the electro, the breakbeat, the dubstep, everything in between. Hershey's come on with his original style, made it a party smasher. This one's called Be Strong. Also, fun fact, Hershey owns his own label. It's called Big Fish Recording. Make sure to check it out. That one doesn't get you ready for your Friday night, I don't know what will. Huge remix from Vancouverite Hershey. Big, big things. That one was put out on UNA Recordings, which Elite Force is founder of. Wow. This tune wrapping up is called Be Strong. Make sure to check out more Hershey if you're unfamiliar. Plenty of releases, not only on his own label, Big Fish, but also on Bug-Eyed, Dim Mac, Gigabeat, Rising Music. The list goes on and on. This guy dates back to my first rave. My first rave, this guy, Hershey, was headlining the Second Room. And I remember that. I remember his gigs and his sets. They were incredible. He was talented back then, and he's even more talented now. Wow. I'm going to keep with the hype tunes. The next one is going to go straight into it pretty quick. It's a brand new release from Bass Nectar. Big thing about Bass Nectar is he self-releases all of his tracks. This one is called Freestyle, featuring Angel Hayes.
Freestyle.
This is off of his new album with the same name.
Freestyle.
A little bit of trap vibes in this one. Not so heavy on the dubstep, but still lots of bass.
Hit that beat, hit that beat, hit that beat like King Kong. Like hit that beat, hit that beat, like hit that beat, like that. Hit that beat, hit that beat, hit that beat like King Kong. Like Tarzan, like King Kong. Like what the fuck is she on? My mind is like a spaceship. My mind is like, my mind is like, my mind is like a spaceship. A spaceship,
a spaceship.
My mind is like a spaceship. My mind is like, my mind is like, hit that beat like King Kong. Like Tarzan, like
freestyle music.
Tune, big smasher right there. Bass Nectar gave it away for free download to support his brand new EP, the Freestyle EP. So make sure to visit Bass Nectar on his website, bassnectar.net. He's actually paying Vancouver a visit October 27th, kind of on the Halloween weekend right there. So be prepared for that. Details can be found at, I don't know. Well, regardless, the best resource for every bass-heavy show in Vancouver is shahdjs.com, shahdjs.com. Every event, regardless of venue, regardless of crew, regardless of style, is there. They have a day-by-day breakdown of everything going on. Once again, shahdjs.com, shahdjs.com. We're going to keep it going with the 808 flavors. Next one is a brand new release from the Lowriders. Repping the West Coast styles. Big bass, big drops, nasty nastiness. This one is Drop It Nasty by the Lowriders.
drop, dropping on a low rider.
Tune, plenty of 808, plenty of nasty in that one. Make sure to check out the entire release. The Lowriders just gave it away for free. The way you get that one is by liking them on Facebook. The Lowriders with a Z. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen, the Lowriders. Actually heard this show, heard this tune drop this past Shambhala at the Village stage, and boy, did it go off. Just recently, the Lowriders introduced a new member, Auburn, who is their new vocalist. Originally, it was just Antenne and DJ Laura Lowe repping California, repping the California West Coast crunky bass-heavy vibes. Wow. Regardless, that tune was called Drop It Nasty by the Lowriders. For the time being here on The Basement, though, we're going to have to take a short break, but stay with me. Plenty of bass-heavy rhythms to come.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
On Friday, October 26th, you are invited to a spook-easy Hollow Swing party presented by the Electro Swing Club Vancouver with a very special guest from the UK, Electro Swing Club founder DJ Max Passion. Come in your best retro horror garb to take part in immersive theater blurring the lines between performer and spectacle and dance along to music by Babyface Brass Band playing New Orleans Voodoo Jazz. Tickets are $15 at Red Cat and High Life and online at hollowswing.eventbrite.ca. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to The Basement. My name is Red Olson, and you got another 45 minutes of bass-heavy tunage. We're getting into some deep stuff right now. This is a remix by Canadian DZ. This one was released maybe 4 years ago, and it is timeless. Turn up your subs.
Life in them what's lame, what it's all cracked up to be. And me trying to live my life in the midst of all this strife. But I'm waiting for the moment to be just right. To herbalize, sit back, relax, yo, and chill for the night. I'm flexing for all, the big and the small. Supporting all the DJs, give all your friends a call. And tell them it's alright, you know this shit be tight. Get on the floor tonight, smoke blunts till the early light. I'm a vibe all the time, and then with a wine. Taking pulls from the sensitive tree, certainly relaxes me. I'm a vibe all the time. all the time and I'm in a mind. Just wanna flex, get down, smoking ganja by the pound. Don't free yourself from this carefree jungle. Don't free yourself from this carefree jungle. Can't free yourself, free yourself, free yourself, free yourself, free yourself from this carefree jungle. And I'm way on wine. Just wanna flex, get down, smoking ganja by the pound. Just free yourself from this concrete jungle. Just free yourself from this concrete jungle. Can't free yourself, free yourself, free yourself, free yourself, free yourself from this concrete jungle.
Such a heavy tune. Wow. I can remember the first time I heard this one dropped. It was at the Fall Tattooing Gallery. For those of you that have been there, it once upon a time was a grimy underground spot. Wow. Incredible tune. Once again, we got Canadian DZ on the remix. This tune is called 9 to 5. It was released in 2009, 3 years ago. Totally ageless. Ageless. This still pounds. This still makes those bins rattle. Incredible, incredible tune. Make sure to check out DZ's label, Badman Press. Incredible stuff on that label. Reppin' North American, like, heavy dubstep. Not the new rah-rah party-party stuff that, well, you know what I'm talking about. But the grimy, the deep, the heavy, the fat bass lines. One last time, DZ. Two letters, super easy to remember. DZ. Wow. And now we're going to bring it down, little interlude until we go back heavy again. Hopefully you guys recognize this one. It's by Clouds. It's called Protecting Hands Part 2. It was released maybe 2 years ago on Deep Medi's compilations, Volume 3. Deep Medi being the brainchild of... Ooh, I can't remember. I'll be back. Regardless, we got Clouds' original tune, Protecting Hands.
Thank you.
It came to me. Deep Medi Music is run by Mala of Digital Mystics. Tune. So minimal, but so effective. Has that just long, drawn-out bass. Super, super groovy tune. That vocalist, incredible. Wow, great singer. Incredible lyrics. I haven't been able to find the lyrics in their entirety online, which is kind of disappointing because I would love to be able to sing along. Regardless, that vocalist, she calls herself Tiu. I'm assuming it's pronounced that way. It's spelled T-I-I-U. She's from Russia. Regardless, that was Clouds on the original. That tune is called Protecting Hands. It was released last summer on Mala's label, Deep Medi Music. And starting up, we're bringing it back to Canada. This one's originally done by British Columbian duo Dega Sound. Had the pleasure of hearing Dega Sound a couple weekends ago, and they blew the space apart. They just made it rumble. They had everybody screaming for 90 minutes, and it was incredible. They dropped this tune. It's forthcoming on Crude Records. This is DJ G on the remix. DJ G, also known as Grenier from California down south. Incredible tune. A lot of tribal influence. Great drum programming and arrangement. And it's just an endless progressive buildup that is perfect. An incredible tune. This one's called Phonica. DJG on the remix, originally done by Dega Sound. Forthcoming Crude Records. Forthcoming Crude Records. And if you're just joining me now, you're listening to The Basement. My name is Red Olson. I'm here on CITR 101.9 every Friday night between 9 and 10:30 p.m. Let's rumble. Incredible tune. Once again, we got DJG on the remix. This one's originally done by British Columbia bass monsters Dega Sound, forthcoming Crude Records. And there's another incredible tune for you, ladies and gentlemen. One last time, DJG on the remix. That one's called Fonica, forthcoming Crude Records. Hope you dig it. I know I do. Tons of energy in that one. Incredible arrangement. The original of that tune is straight up 140 BPM. This one, it must be either like 160 or like doubles back down to 80. Regardless, super quick tempo. Incredible tune. Wow. And here on The Basement for the last 25 minutes or so, we're going to cruise into some drum and bass. This next one is another Vancouverite, more of the tribal influence. This is a remix done by Atma. He calls himself Atma, short for Atma the Weapon. It's a remix he's done for Vancouver Island bass Rhythmicon. This tune is called Prometheus. Atma is unsigned, unknown. So if you have some connections out there, get in touch. SoundCloud.com/Atma-the-weapon. This guy is on the up and up. And if you dig what you're listening to, it's available for free download. Once again, check out his SoundCloud, Atma-the-weapon. Super liquid vibes in this one. Another solid production from Atma the Weapon, based out of here, Van City. He's currently unsigned, and he has tons of work for you guys to check out. Visit him on SoundCloud, Atma-the-weapon. I keep telling him, I hate saying that SoundCloud because it's just irritating. -. So he's taking my opinion to heart, and he's gonna come up with a new alias, so I'll be excited to share that one with you. Once again, that was in a remix he's done for Rhythmicon, based out of Vancouver Island. That tune was called Prometheus. It's available for free download. We're moving on with more unsigned local drum and bass producers. Next one starting up is by Carpe Noctum, also known for his project The Dignities that he does in partnership with Kid Curse. But this tune is all liquid, all drum and bass, 100% of the way. It's brand new fresh out of the oven. He sent this to me 3 days ago. It's called Moving Mountains. You'll like it, so turn it up. Once again, this is unreleased by Carpe Noctum. Sorry, Noctum. Misty Mountains. Solid tune right there. Pure drum and bass vibes. Brought to you by Carpe Noctum, based out of here in Vancouver, British Columbia. This tune is unreleased. This kid is on the up and up. I cannot stress that enough. Make sure to check out all of his tunes on SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/Carpe Noctum Music. Finishing up, this tune is called Moving Mountains. And in anticipation for the incredible drum and bass shows happening this week, on Wednesday we have Noisia, on Thursday we have State of Mind, which I'm most excited for. This is a live snippet of State of Mind starting up right now.
Everybody say, oh my gosh!
Now, the reason why I wanted to play this live clip of State of Mind and Sasha V was to get you psyched for the upcoming week. If you are a drum and bass head and you are in Vancouver, we have quite a week ahead of us. On Wednesday night at Celebrities, Noisia is laying it down. The infamous Netherlands-based drum and bass group is just going to blow us apart. I've seen them more than a few times and no regrets there. And then we have State of Mind, the tune that I just played. That was an original called Three Dimensions. And State of Mind is laying it down in Vancouver on Thursday night at the Red Room. They're alongside two of my favorite locals, Synesthetics and Will Assist. Wow, we are so lucky, Vancouver. Noisy on Wednesday, State of Mind on Thursday. Details about those shows can be found at shahdjs.com, shahdjs.com, a great resource for all bass-heavy events in the city. And more drum and bass in the background. This is a fresh release from Spore, who's taken quite a long break, feeding his other alias, Feed Me, most well known for his releases on Mousetrap, playing the electro-heavy, bass-heavy fusion. Definitely a little bit of an opposite of this tune. This one's called Ziggurat. I think it's supposed to be pronounced like cigarette, except Ziggurat. I don't know. I kind of fail on that one. Regardless, this one was released brand new on his own label, Lifted Music. Make sure to check it out. We got Spore in the background. And there's another quality tune from Spore. He's been out of the game, like I mentioned, feeding his other alias, Feed Me. But he's back. This is a brand new release on his own label, Lifted. This one's called Ziggurat. It's on the B-side of another tune called Push Me, Pull You. Push Me, Pull You. Also worth checking out. Ladies and gentlemen, Spore. For the time being here on CITR, we're going to have to take a short break from the basement, but we'll be back with more quality drum and bass after the break.
Join Team PowerSmart. Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/Team PowerSmart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Sessions, Winnie Cooper, and CITR 101.9 present Triple Ween at Fortune Halloween Night. $10 tickets at High Life, DIPT, Red Cat, or CITR to see Teen Witch, Falcons, Surreal Han, Killing Time Quartet, Boha, Woe Bangs, and Based God. Don't miss it. The ghost will come get ya.
Welcome back to the basement. This next tune defines the show, I think. The rules of the show being there are no rules, there are no boundaries, just crazy, crazy bass. This is a remix by Posig, P-O-S-I-J, originally done by Two Fingers. This is called Razorback. This is crazy, this is unique, this is heavy. This will make you go mad. I was fortunate enough to hear this drop last weekend, and boy, did it have an amazing response. We'll be right back. serious heaviness in that one. An incredible drum step remix, kind of incorporating a lot of broken beat glitch hop influences. Regardless, Posage is an incredible remixer on that one. Definitely the Netherlands stands out. Obviously, Posage is from the Netherlands, and in that country, they like to go hard. Like, Netherlands were the birthplace of hardstyle. Same with Noisia, same with Black Sun Empire, all based out of the Netherlands. And they really make it grimy, they really make it hard, they go hard or don't go at all, I guess. Anyways, regardless, this tune was originally done by Two Fingers, which is a new kind of collaboration between Amon Tobin and... Amon Tobin and DoubleClick. Sorry, kind of had a brain freeze there. And this tune is called Razorback. And now I'm not letting you guys get off easy. Last couple minutes of the show, we're going to go hard. The next one, it's going to go right in. Brand new release from Rotten Records, which is Excisions Baby, based out of Kelowna, BC. This one is a collaboration between one of my all-time favorite producers, Proto Hype. I love his name, Proto Hype. And his buddy, Keswick. Together, they've made this original tune. It's called Vile, getting you ready for Halloween. Make sure to check out The Basement next week, every Friday between 9 and 10:30 p.m. And remember, if you couldn't catch the whole show, visit CITR.ca. It's recorded and available for stream.
They're coming to get you. There comes one of them now.
Stop it!
Another big one from my man Proto Hype. This is a collaboration he's done with Keswick. Just released on Rotten Records. This one is called Vile. Make sure to check out the rest of the release. It's an incredible remix. I can't remember who by, but check it out. And more Proto Hype on the way. I will forever remember that name, Proto Hype. Make sure to check out Rotten Records if you haven't heard. They're probably one of Canada's largest dubstep labels. Based out of Kelowna, British Columbia, really bringing the heat on a regular basis. I'm going to leave you with a nice, soothing liquid drum and bass tune by a guy who calls himself Netsky. This was released a couple years ago on his first full-length album. This tune is called Let's Leave Tomorrow, featuring Bev Lee Harling. This is my last tune here on The Basement. As mentioned, visit me online at CITR.ca. Catch the entire episode recorded and available for your convenience. Make sure to find CITR on Facebook, facebook.com/CITR101.9. Make sure to find me on Facebook, The Basement on CITR 101.9. Get on it. I'm looking forward to next week already. Happy raging TGIF. And remember, there are no rules here on the basement. Just, well, bass. One last time, wrapping up, we have Netsky's original tune, Let's Leave Tomorrow.